Okay, today's daf is daf mem hey. We are three lines from the bottom. I'm mem dal and mem beis. I go in chodesh to all. Chodesh Tammuz, and an exciting week of daf yomi this week. Every week's exciting, but really there are some important inyanim that come up in these dafim. A lot of the geira sugyas, many of the halachas of geiras come up this week. And Mamzerus, I didn't find Mamzerus, started a little bit yesterday, but we also talk about it today as well. More on Amid Beis. Okay, well, let's start from where we're up to. Amar Rabba, three lines from the bottom on Mem Dal and Amid Beis. Amar Rabba, Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, Be'eved, Ovi Kochavim, Haba Bas Yisrael, Shavlad Mamzer. Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody agrees if you have an Eved Kanani, who is half not Jewish, for Ovid Kochavim and a guy that is Boal Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Everybody agrees to that. Man Hakol Modim. So who is this Hakol Modim? So the Mefarshim explained, even though Hakol Modim sounds like everybody, it's not everybody. Sometimes you have a Lashon like that, Kulei Alma, Hakol Modim, something like that, that's Lav Dafka. So here too is Lav Dafka, because as we're going to see, we don't pass it this way. So it can't really be Hakol Modim. But either way, it's referring to somebody. And there's a chiddush that someone holds hakol modim. But either way, before we see the next line, let's realize the significance of the line that we just saw. So hakol modim that everybody agrees. Eved v'akam abal b'Yisrael v'ad mamzer. So we had already on daf tes zayinim abeis, the second to last amud in the first parak, a very important Tosfos. Tosfos there said on tes zayinim abeis, he asked the question: how could it be, according to this opinion of eved v'akam abal b'Yisrael v'ad mamzer? How is that possible? According to many Shitos, the Isser of living with a guy is an Isser Drabanan. A very, very ancient Isser Drabanan. But in the middle of that Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Kasavar, Tosfos says, Amai Avi Mamzer, Bezishol Shem Gazru, Umidaraisa Bias Heterhu. Tosfos' answer is unbelievable. In a Chinami, even though Mida Araisa it's a Bias Heter, still have Lad Mamzer. They don't have to go together. Even though Mida Araisa, you're not doing an Aveira. Still, the halacha is you don't need a bias aveira in order to create mamzeiros. Because it's something that we're going to come back to this week. Daf mem tes. This week is the big sugya of how to define mamzeiros. But again, Tosfos here says avagav the bias heter daraisa betzina bikamakam kibud lo tafsi ba kedushin have mamzer. No tfisas kedushin. They can't get married. There's mamzeiros. We'll talk more about that later today. Tosfos then has a second daya that says maybe this only means mamzeiros means rabbana. Okay, that's the second idea. Is it the Rabbanan, Mamzer, is the Rabbanan? But those are the two deos in that Tosfos on Tes Zayin Mabez. Tosfos ends off a Harishon Iker. The first opinion is the one I think is Iker. Even an Isser Drabanan could create Mamzeris da Oraisa. Because Itfisas Kiddushin. Oh. Is that if you live with this Mamzer, meaning if you live with a Mamzer, it's a Mamzer da Oraisa according to that first day. According to that first day, he's a real bona fide Mamzer. Yep. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Manakal Modim. So who is it that holds that Eved Akam Baba Tisol Avon Mamzer? Who is it a Chiddush according to? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Number one, Shimon HaTimni. Afagav da Amar. Shimon HaTimni Ein Mamzer Mechayvi Lavin. Even though we're going to have a Machlokas in the next Mishnah, Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph. The next Mishnah has three different opinions. What is what type level of Isser is required for a Mamzer? Is it only the most limited? Is Rabbi Yeshua Chayve Misos Bezdin? We'll get back to that. That's only Chayve Misos Bezdin. Anything less is not Mamzerus. Or is it even Chayve Krisus? Or is it even Chayve Lavin? So as we'll see, we pass in the middle Shita Chayve Krisus. So that's Shimon HaTimni Shita. So that's what it says here. Who is the opinion of Eved Va'akim Habab Yisrael Avon Mamzer Shimon HaTimni Di'af Agav Da'amar Shimon HaTimni Ein Mamzer Mechayvi Lavin. Even though Shimon HaTimni holds that there is no Mamzeris from Chayvi Lavin, meaning a Grusha who marries a Kohen, an Alman who marries a Kohen Gadol, and the other Chayvi Lavin, in all those cases Hani Mili, there is no Mamzerus Hani Mili Mechayvi Lavin Tatavsi Bukidushin. When does Shimon HaTimni say there's no Mamzerus if the marriage, if there's no Mamzerus from Chayvi Lavin? That's only where the marriage would work. A Grush and a Kohen can halachically get married. They're not allowed to get married, but the marriage works. They're married. He needs to give her a get to get divorced. So maybe that's where Shimon HaTimni says there is no Mamzerus by Chayvi Lavin. Only by Chayvi Lavin where there is Tfisas Kiddushin. Aval hacha, Ovid Kochavin, va'eved. But by a guy, or by an Eved, Kenani, Kivan de lo tafsi bu kedushin kichayvi krisus dami. Maybe Shimon HaTimni never was referring to the other type of itvis tel chayvi lavin. Eved va'akum, since there is no tvisas kedushin. If a guy tries to marry a Jew, they're not married. We had a Gemara a few weeks ago that said maybe it's the Choshes, they're from one of the 10 tribes, that maybe he is Jewish, but Mikra didn't, if you know he's a guy, and he tries to marry a Jewish girl, there is no Tvisas Kedushin. Even though there is no Chayvei Krisus, suggests the Gemara we treat it as Chayvei Krisus, because also the marriage is impossible, and Shimon HaTimni would agree that the child is a mamzer in that case. That's the Hakol Modim. That's the first opinion of who the Hakol Modim is including. Yeah. Oh, so that's going to come up. Very important, Amid Beis. So his question is, what does Itvisa Kedushin doesn't have to do with it? He's not even in the Parsha of Kedushin. That's the Rashba and Amid Beis. So we're going to get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, in a little bit. Okay. Meisvei. So says the Gemara, it can't be. Ove kochavim ve'evet haba bas Yisrael havlan mamzer. We have a brisa that says, Evet v'akum haba abas Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamzer. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, ein mamzer ela mimi she'isuro iser erva va'anish karis. And the way Rashi explains, the assumption is that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is following the opinion of Shimon HaTimni, because he talks about krisus, which is the shita of Shimon HaTimni, and what does he say? Mamzeris is only when there's an iser erva with karis, meaning not evet v'akum. Evet v'akum is not an iser erva. It's not an iser erva. That, as Yisrael said, they're mufka from kiddushin. That's not an arayos. So therefore, it seems to be that Shimon HaTimni does not agree that their vlad would, if Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, and this is other Rishonim have a different understanding, but Rashi understands that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is holding like Shimon HaTimni, and we just tried to explain that according to Shimon HaTimni, he would agree that evet v'akum abba b'Israel vlad is a mamzer. You see, it's not true. You see that Shimon ben Yehuda doesn't hold that way. So it must be somebody else is being included with Hakol Modim. We reject the first possibility of Shimon HaTimni. No, Karis, we just said it might only be an Issa Derabanan, according to Tosfos Tezayin. Might only be an Issa Derabanan, an old, ancient, Besin Shel Shem. That's a very old Issa Derabanan. But I've got others argue, but there's no Karis. There's no Karis. Ellis, so again, you write some Rishonim discuss, it might be a Kavach Chomer. If you live with a guy, isn't that worse? The answer is no. It's not halachically. No, they're mufka from certain relationships, and therefore, maybe hashkafically. I don't know, hashkafically, it's a good yesh v'yesh. It's a worst, they're both bad. But I'm not sure. But either way, there is no karis. El Amar of Yosef, so Rav Yosef has another possibility. Who's the Hakol Modim? Man Hakol Modim? Rebbe. Rebbe is the one that holds Evet v'akum abba bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamzer. Afal Gav de Rebbe Omer, even though we have the following later on where Rebbe says, Ein hadvarim halalu amurim elo l'divar Rabbi Akiva, shaya otsa chalutza ke'erva v'leilo sfirale. Rebbe said that he does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, who we had yesterday, who holds even krovas chalutzaso is a din d'oraisa, l'maskana. We hold marrying your chalutza sister, that's only in a sedra banan. But we had a diak in yesterday's Mishnah, that Krovat Chalutzasu is Daraisa, even though that's what Rabbi Akiva says, but Rebbe says, Ba'ovid Kochavim, Va'ak, Ve'evin, Modeh. But you go in and Evid, Rebbe is Modeh, the child is a mamzer. D'chiyas, how do we know? Because we have a report of it. D'chiyas of Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amr Vissel Bar Rav Dimi, Mishur Rabbeinu, Rav Dimi reported the name of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is Rebbe. Ovid Kochavim, Ve'evin, Abba, Bas Yisrael, Havlad, Mamzer. So that's the Shita that we are including when it says, when Rabbi Yochanan started off today's discussion, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees that a guy who lives with a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamzer. We've had two possibilities. Is that Shimon HaTimni's? So we said no. So we said it is really Rebbe Shita. Continuing, Rabbi Acha Sarhabira, Rabbi Tanchum, the next 10, 15 lines is all a similar discussion. Rabbi Acha Sarhabira, Rabbi Tanchum, Bered Rabbi Chia, Ish Kfar Ako, Parak Hanu Shivuyasa, Rav Ach and Rav Tanchum, they redeemed certain captives, certain women that were taken captives from Armon to Tveria. One of them was pregnant. One of them was pregnant from one of their captors. The Asulakami Drabiyami. They came in front of Rabbi Yami, and what do I do with this child? Amar lehu Rabbi Yochanan, Amar lehu, Sir of Ami answers them, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, all three of these people, all three of these Rabbanan, Da Amri, Obed Kachan, the Eved, Abba, 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 Mamzer. Your child's a Mamzer. I'm sorry, but that's the case. Why? Because all these three great rabbis say the Vlad is a Mamzer. So if Yosef heard about the Psak, Amar of Yosef, and if Yosef says, Rabbusa Lamesh of Gavrei, it's such a great thing to count up people? Meaning what? Just because you find three people who hold the Vlad is, that he holds a certain shita, so that's the Psak is that way? You gotta look for the unique individual, the Gadol Hadar, what he says. Don't just count up rabbis. Rabbusa Lamesh of Gavrei. I'll give you another bunch of other rabbis that hold the other side. You have three rabbis on your side that say Mamzer, Harav, Vishmuel Babavel, Virupshu ben Levi, Ubar Kapar Beret Yisrael, Viamrilan, some take out, Kiluvi Bar Kapara, take up Bar Kapara, Vailizikne Darom, Da Amri, Ovid Kochan, the Ebed Ababas Yisrael, Havla Kosher. So you bring me three rabbis that say Mamzer, I'll bring you three rabbis that say Kosher. So don't just count up rabbis and see who has more, the majority. Again, this is, but just Derech Agav, this is something that some poskim do use. Some poskim, Rav Adi Yosef talks about this, is the number of shuvas, counting up, well, you have the Riff and the Rambam and the Rush, and you have these rabbis against these, and you see the majority holds this. So sometimes you see that in Derech Psak, even though there generally are rules. There are rules of who is a major leaguer and who is not in that league. But again, this is interesting Lashon of the Gemara. He says, well, you're just counting up individuals, you have the same on the other side. So what's Rav Yosef's answer? Rav Yosef's, you're right in the Psak, but not because there are three great rabbis that hold that way. El Amar Rav Yosef, Rebbe Heat, because it's Rebbe Shita. Rav Yehuda Nasi holds that way. That's why, not because you have Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, but it's because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. And because Rabbi says it, that's why we can pass it that way. Tchi Asa Rav Dimi, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Dimi, Mishem Rabbeinu, Amru, Ovid Gochav, Ever Abad, Pas Yisrael, Havlad, Mamzer. Yeah. Does the Mishnah Berurah do that? Meaning he lines up the sides. There are posts, the Mishnah Berurah does it, Rav Adi Yosef does it a number of times. But yeah, so that is done. But I guess here, this is overriding that principle is if you have, you know, a different league. I mean, sometimes you can look, you read a compilation halacha sefer, you always have to look at the footnotes. So to see who's being quoted in the footnotes, because sometimes you see the footnotes, five different achronim that say it, but then you see, but either Shlomo Zalman or Rav Moshe or the Tzitz Eliezer, you see one of the Gedolei Adar, you know, who says it's mutter or says it's aser. So you have to know who we're talking about.
At what point does the Gadol Adar become minority?
If you have another Gadol Adar that's included in the majority, then that Gadol Adar comes out with the minority. Okay, you always have to be choshesh. When there's a Gadol Adar that says something, even against everybody else, that's a das in either direction. In either direction, if you have one Gadol Adar, you know, Rav Moshe's Kli Shlishi, we mentioned a number of times. Many other Achronim do not hold of it. But Kla Yisrael picked up on the Heter of Kli Shlishi. You know, you have the other way, Achron al Islam, the Tzitz Eliezer's Heter of, the Tesex maybe in the seventh month. So again, generally, all the Poskim argue with that. But if there's a Tzorach Gadol and a Posek assumes, he'll say, you know, go to the Tzitz Eliezer. So again, in both directions, if you're a Gadol Adar, your Deah holds, your Deah sticks. But you have to relate to this Gemara. Okay. Busalem Mesh of Gavri. So we have a discussion here whether in Eved Va'akum, a non-Jew who lives with a Bas Yisrael, whether the Vlad is a Mamzer or the Vlad is kosher. Remember, the kid is Jewish, but he has a Jewish mother. The question is he a kosher or is he a Mamzer?
Yeah.
Correct. Like we said, Hakol Modim, as we see from here, is Lav Dafka. We're not going to paskin like that, Hakol Modim. The Gemara is going to say Hilchasa and Amad Beis. We don't paskin the kids of Mamzer. Right. So Hakol Modim, as we said, the Sharm Siyan Balacha here on this Gemara has a whole list where sometimes you see a line like Kuli Alma Yode. Hakol Modim, that is Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean literally everybody agrees. Continuing, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer Havlad Mekulkal. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, even according to the opinions that the Vlad is kosher, the kid child is not a Mamzer, the child is mekulkal. He is messed up. He is, something's wrong with him. So what's wrong with him? Laman, for what? For what purposes? Is he messed up? Is he problematic that he can't marry into the Kahal Yisrael? So Ham Rabbi Yeshua Avlad Kasher. What do you mean? Rabbi Yeshua says that he's not a Mamzer. Only a Mamzer is not allowed to marry in. So if he says he's not a Mamzer, he's just a Kulkal. So they look over, he should be able to be married in. So Ella Likahuna, it must be Likahuna, meaning to marry a Kohen. Meaning, and this is how we're going to paskin, as we'll see, Eved va'akum, that live with a Bat Yisrael, and the child is Jewish, the child is pogum l'kahuna. Child, if it's a son, if it's a daughter, that girl is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Even though the child's not a mamzer, and he's not a chalol, but he has the status of a chalol. He has the status of a chalol, chalala, and therefore he can't marry a Kohen. To kulu amoroi, to machshari, all the amoraim that are machshir, would say the child is not a mamzer, modu shavlat pogum l'kahuna. Admit that the child, though, is pogum for kahuna. How do you know that? Mikal v'chomer me'almana. Like the kal v'chomer from Almana, as we had on yesterday's daf. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma'almana l'kohen gadol. If an almana to a kohen gadol. She'ein isura shaveh bakol. That isur is eno shaveh bakol, which the Gemara always uses. Eno shaveh bakol means it's an isur that does not apply to everybody. It's a limited isur only applying to certain individuals. And the Gemara uses that as a kula. An isser that applies to everybody. Wow, that's a major isser. That applies to everybody. The world is subject to that isser. But if it's only limited to Kahanim, to Kohen Gadol, to certain people, then, you know, he's a unique type of person. But it's the isser itself is a weaker type of isser.
Even though they're more Kodesh.
You could have sometimes Isurim She'eino Sheva Bakol that's not from the Kohen Gadol. Remember offhand, but sometimes you find the principle not Dafka by higher level individuals. So it's just saying it's weaker. So if an Almana LeKohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol not only is not allowed to marry a Grusha, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. That's what we discussed. If a Kohen Gadol's brother dies, that's an isser of to do yibam there. So if an amana l'koy gadol she'ini sura shavah bakol b'na pagum, that child is pagum, is affected as a chalal, so zushi sura shavah bakol in addition b'na pagum. So here, this child of a goy and a bas Yisrael, where it is shavah bakol, meaning it applies to everybody, in addition, surely the child should be pagum. So therefore, that's the shita of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that even if you say that the child from this relationship is not a mamzer, the child should be pagum. Yep.
What isser
are we talking about? Good question. Isser she'ein shaveh bakol. According to that Tosfos, this is the Rabbanan. Other Rishonim, maybe this line sounds like it's daraisa. You might just say that the relationship that doesn't work. You might just formulate it like that. But you're right, this lashon of isura sounds like against that Tosfos. Yeah. If it's a boy, he's a chalal, right? Rashi says he's not a kohen. He's not a kohen. The kohen goes, he's right. But he's not pagan. A kohenes is allowed to marry a chalal. It's not the only issur is for a kohen. So says the Gemara. So one second. So that's a kal v'chomer. But what do you mean? Mala amana l'koy gadolshkin he yasam is chalalas. What do you mean? Maybe amana l'koy gadol is worse though. Maybe you can't bring any rice because by amana l'koy gadol the woman herself becomes a chalala. In all these cases, a Gerusha Lekohen, the woman herself becomes a chalala. So maybe that's worse. You see that that Isser is more chamor because the woman herself is affected. Unlike here, Goy, Haba, Bas Yisrael, she's not affected. The answer is, she is affected. Hachanami, Kiva, Shenivala Pasla. No, once she's Nivelas to, even in this case of a Goy and a Bas Yisrael, once she's Nivelas to a Goy Pasla, he passels her from Truma. And Razel from Truma and from Kahuna. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Minayin Lo Bit Kochav and Ve'evan Abal Kohenes Falavia Bal Yisraelis. How do you know if a guy lives with any Bas Yisrael Shep Saluha that she is now passeled from Truma? What does that mean that she's passeled from Truma? If she's an Ashes Kohen, she can't eat Truma. Even if she's a Bas Kohen and she has no children. So she goes back to her father's house, usually to eat truma. She can't in this case. Or if she still has, her husband dies and she has a child who's a Kohen, and she usually eats truma because of the child, she can't. Rashi quotes all those cases, meaning she cannot eat truma anymore. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ki bas kohen, uvas kohen, ki ti almano grusha, mi sheyesh lo almanus vegerishin ba. When do you say that she can still eat truma? If she has almanus ugerishin, a widow or divorce, from this man that she became widowed or divorced from. But this woman who had this relationship with a guy, he's mufka from this whole parsha of Ishus, and therefore the halacha would not apply. Period. So the maskana, the kal v'chomer stands. Interesting, we're going to see what we paskin. But the maskana, it seems like the kal v'chomer from Amana Kol Gadol stands, and therefore kuli alma, even if you say the child is not a mamzer, if a guy lives with a with a Jew, with a Jewish woman, but still the child is pagum likahuna. Continuing. Amalei Abaya, my chazis de samach adaravdimi. Abaya says, you relied on Rav Dimi's report about what Rebbe held. Smoch adaravin. What do you mean? I think you should rely on Ravin's report. Tuchiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rebbe Nasan, Rebbe Yehuda, he quoted Rebbe Nasan, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Modib, he said Rebbe Nasan, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Modib Alehatera. Rebbe Nasan and Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi are both Modib Alehater. I mean, it's the same Shita, but it's just saying, you know, the opposite Shita. Beforehand, we had that Rebbe held the Vlad is a Mamzer, but he's saying, no, Rebbe really holds the Vlad is kosher. Uman, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and who's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi? Rebbe! This is what this is the Gemara that says it. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi's nickname is Rebbe. Right here. I heard from Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who, by the way, his nickname is Rebbe. So he's the one that says, Heter. So Rav Morabah Hater. And even Rav holds Mutter. Meaning, and what does Mutter here mean? So the Ritva says here, it sounds like Mutter even Lekahuna. It sounds like even Lekahuna, because it's Heter. It doesn't just say not a Mamzer. It sounds like even Lekahuna. So you have to deal with what they do with the Kal V'chomer. The Rishonim have to deal with it. But it sounds like Rav also says it. Why? Because of the following story. There was a man that once came in front of Rav. A man who was the product of one of these relationships. He was a son of a guy and a Jewish woman. Amar lei, Obed of Kochavim, Eved Abba B'Israel Mahu. What's the halacha? Amar lo, havlad kosher. So Rav answers him, the flat is kosher. So Amar le, he says to him, havli bartich. Okay, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? Right, so he says that's the halacha, kosher? Okay, so let me marry your daughter. So lo yavin alar. Rav says, no, not so fast. I say kosher, but come on. You know, I'm Rav. So Amar simi barchia l'Rav, or simi barchia happened to be there. So he turns to Rav and says, Amri inshi. Oh, this is how the saying goes. Gamla b'madai akava rakta. In Madai, meaning someplace far away, I've seen a camel dance in a tiny area on the ground. Meaning you could do, there are magical things that happen far away. But Hakava, Bahagala, Bahamadai, Velorakta. Yeah, right, let's say you're standing in Madai. Here's the camel, here's the little spot, and here's dancing. Yeah, nothing happens. Meaning you could tell me some great Kiddush in the base Medrash from far away, well, Amaisa, when it comes down to it, you don't act on it. So come on, people are gonna, you know, how could you say, oh, kosher, oh, but not my daughter, right? That's not right. So Amar Lehi, so Rav answers, Inevi ki Yeshua ben Nun lo yavin elei barti. If this guy would be as great as Yeshua ben Nun, I would have given my daughter. This guy was as great as Yeshua ben Nun. Why Yeshua ben Nun? Let's just finish the story first. Amar Lehi, so Rav Simi says back to him, Ihavi ki Yeshua ben Nun, if he was like as great as Yeshua ben Nun, he wouldn't need your daughter. Imailo Yahivle, if you want to give it to him, Achmidi Yahivle, somebody else. So he'd be able to marry somebody else. But in our case, Imar lo yovle, in our case, Rav, if you don't give your daughter, Achrina lo yovle, nobody else is going to give. They'll know his story. If you refuse, so then everybody else is going to, oh, no way. Rav didn't give his daughter, so he's never going to get married. So lo havi azal bikame, this man never, didn't leave Rav. He just stared at him. He didn't leave his room. Yov be'enei v'shachiv. Rav looked at him the wrong way and the guy died. End of the story. So a number of questions that come up on this story. There are stories even in Maseches Yevamos. A number of questions on the story. First of all, why a camel? Why the reference to a camel dancing in Madai? So Ben Yoyada has a one-liner. He says, a camel, why? A camel has a one simen Tara and one simen Tumah. Right? One simen Tara, one simen Tumah. I think that camel has split hooves. No, I'm sorry, it does not have split hooves, but chews its cud, right? Because the pig is the only one that has the opposite, right? So the camel is one and one, just like this guy, this product has one good parent and one Jewish parent and one non-Jewish parent. So that's the Y.A. Dafka, a camel. But the Ben Yoyada asked the other question of, why is this guy Chayiv Misa? Rav looked at him the wrong way, he just wanted his daughter to get married. What's so bad about that? So the Ben Yoyada has a very creative pshat. He says that it must have been that there was a big discussion that you see in the Gemara. We're going back and forth what the halacha is. Avlan Mamzer, not Avlan Mamzer, Pagam Lakuna, this and that. And Rav was the Gadol Adar. Rav was the Gadol Adar, and he was going to give a psak, and that was going to be Kavua. That was going to be the halacha. So imagine what would have happened. He would give a psak. He says, kosher. But then he wouldn't give his daughter. And this guy would have kept hounding him. And everybody would have realized, well, this guy keeps hounding him, and Rav still doesn't give his daughter after all this. Well, it must be Rav's not so sure. It must be Rav's not so convinced that Allah is kosher. And therefore, the halacha would never have been nikva properly. The halacha is really kosher. But if this story would have continued, the halacha would never have been nikva properly. That's why this guy had to die. Minas shamayim. So, Rav was giving him a hard time because he was still the Gadol Hadar. To have the Gadol Hadar to marry somebody without proper yichus, even if it's a heter. But that's how he explains it. Yeah. That's what Rav was saying, right? Not my daughter. That's what he was saying, but the guy didn't want to hear it. The guy was saying, "It's mutter, you know. Then I want to have your daughter." That was the that's what he was saying. Why Yehoshua bin Nun? Why Dafka Yehoshua bin Nun? The Marsha discusses it a little bit. What did I see? Oh, here it is. There's a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef at the in Hilchas Kavod Rabo in Yaradeya, the end of Siman Reish Mem Beis. Beis Yosef says, quoting Shulchan Aruch, it's quoting the Orchas Chaim, Adam Meiriv im Chaveiro. It's like a man and two men are having a fight. V'yamar lo, and one man says to the other guy, I'm never going to forgive you. Eini makabo mimcha im hayisa kamoshe Rabbeinu. Even if you're like Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm never going to forgive you. I'm never going to give in. You know what the halacha is? Malkin oso. Give him Malkus. Mishum bizayon. Ad kam l'shono. That's the lashon of the Arches Chaim. Where does this gemara? Where does this halacha come from? This is the Arches Chaim. Doesn't quote a makar. So where does this halacha come from? You're like Moshe Rabbeinu? And what kind of bizayon is it? You're saying even if he's great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Beis Yosef. It's from our gemara. Because you see, what does he say? Even if you're as great as Yeshua ben Nun, doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, would you bring in Moshe Rabbeinu into this? So what's the Bir Hadavar? So the Taz, here, the generation Beis, Lokam Kemoshe. Nobody can ever be like Moshe Rabbeinu again. You're bringing, if you're like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a bizayin to Moshe. Stafka Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why our gemara says Yeshua ben Nun. Because you don't want to say Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't get into it. You can't argue, you can't bring Moshe Rabbeinu in. We mentioned in the past, There's a nice story of the quote B'Shem Reb Chaim, that there's a Seder Hadoros. Seder Hadoros is one of the early texts, and a certain genre of Limud in the earlier text was that we parallel, the Machlokas of Yehi Shalom Midas is the Machlokas Moshe and Aaron. We put back certain Machlokas in the Gemara back into the biblical figures. So there's a Machlokas between whether Machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and one of the other Baalei Atosas, whether you have to tie your tefillin new every day, or the knots, or, you know, you could keep it as we keep it. That's a machlokas between, I think, Rabbi Chiyo, I forgot the other shita, and Rabbeinu Tam. So the Seder Hadoros has it, this is a machlokas between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim, I think. I forgot who it was. But anyway, so when Reb Chaim heard that story, he said the story is apikarsus. Why? You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu will come kamosha. That there's a halacha. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. So you can parallel any machlokas you want with biblical figures, but not Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah's Moshe, and therefore, but that's what the Taz says here. The Yamshel Shlomo, the Taz quotes the Yamshel Shlomo, it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu. He says it's Chidushu Be'enov. The guy's just talking. He's saying, you're like Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't mean anything by it. He said he's not being Mavayish Moshe Rabbeinu. He said he's not saying it Lignai, he's just exaggerating. So he says he doesn't think that you should give him Malkus. The Yamshel Shlomo argues, he says, maybe you should fast. Maybe you should fast Monday and Thursday. But anyway, this is again one of the last halachas that's in Reish Mem Beis. That's why Dafka Yeshua bin Nun, maybe. Because you don't want to get into Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Va'af Rav Masna bar Bal HaTera. Rav Masna also said Laheter, meaning a guy Habal Bas Yisrael. Va'af Rav Yehuda bar Bal HaTera. Also Rav Yehuda said Heter. Rav Yehuda, how do we know that from the story? Because when we came in front of Rav Yehuda, Amar Le, Rav Yehuda said to a guy who came in front of him, Zil Itmar O Nasev Bas Minach. Either go hide yourself, meaning cover up who you are, and therefore people are going to marry you. O Nasev Bar Minach. Or if you don't, you know, you got to marry somebody of your type, because nobody else is going to marry you. But you see from the Maker Adin, if he says, go hide yourself and do it, mashma that is mutter. V'chi also lekamei de Rava, and when he came in front of Rava, also, amrele, o gale, go into galus, when you go somewhere where they don't know you, o nasa bas minach, or marry somebody of your type. Two important points. Number one, the Sharim Sanei Balacha here discusses, he quotes a lot of Makoros, related to, if you think something is mutter, are you allowed to sell something or put something into somebody else's situation where you know they might be machmir about it? If you're selling something, and you hold that this meat is kosher, But you know that there's a das lahachmir out there. So you don't know about these buyers, you know, what they hold of. So do you have to, is it lifnei iver? Here, what did these Amoram do? Rabbi Yehuda and Rava. They said, go hide yourself. Go into Golus. There's a day that's that Asr's out there. And yet here, they both said, it's mutter. So again, is this a general rule? Or do you say maybe Shiduchim are different because people always check by Shiduchim. People always do their background checks. So again, this is a big discussion in the poskim, but this Gemara is related to that sugya. Because these Amoraim seem to not be bothered with the issue of, you know, other people might be Machra. I hold mutter. You're mutter. That's it. And therefore, it would be enough that they hold that it is mutter. That's one interesting ha'ara from this discussion. Or when somebody comes to your house, they might hold of a certain hashgacha. They might hold. I mean, you have to ask them if you don't hold of a chal of Yisrael, and they hold of a chal of Yisrael. Or they, I mean, they're different. It comes up all the time. Yeah.
So this is a Gemara that supports people who look for
schools. This is a Gemara that supports
people
who look for, we all look for yichus. We all look for yichus. But again, it's like Rav Moshe said, it's got to look for midos. If somebody has midos, that's haraya that there's good yichus. You know, if there's good midos. There's also interesting, why does one of the Amoraim say go into Galus and one of them just says just hide yourself here? You know, is there a significance to that? So you have to have shas on your fingertips to give this type of answer. The Aruch Laner here says there's a machlokes l'shitaso in Maseches Kiddushin. Rav Yehuda, the same Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, the end of Maseches Kiddushin, holds, the Gemara there talks about all the Yuchzin, when Bnei Yisrael came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and when they came to Bavel in the first place, after the Churban Bayis Rishon. So Rav Yehuda there says, where's the Aruch Laner? Rav Yehuda there says, Bavel Becheskas Kashrus. Kol ha'arasos lo becheskas kashrus. Only in Bavel do we assume everybody is kosher, because that's where all the tzaddikim went, and the chassidim, and all the other places in the world, you don't know for sure. Rav Yehuda is the one, though, that says Bavel becheskas kashrus. Says the Aruch Laner, what did Rav Yehuda say here? Itzmar, hide here. Because if you go somewhere else, it's not going to help you. You're not going to be becheskas kashrus out there. They're going to have to do research checks there. And that's why it's better to stay here. Rava, why do you give the other pshat going to Galus? Because he holds the other opinion. That really, kol ha'arasos becheskas kashrus. And therefore it's better to, what do you have to hide yourself here? It's much harder. Go somewhere else, ain't the Galus, and then you come up with a new identity. So the Aruch Laner says, it's a machlokes lishi tasa. Okay, let us continue. Just moving these farm over. Let's continue. Third to last line. Shalchu le b'nei b'michsi l'rabba. B'nei b'michsi sent a question to Rabba. Mishachesu eved v'chesu ben chorin haba abas Yisrael mahu. What happens if you have a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin? And how do you have one of these cases? The Mishnah Gittin states we have an eved that's owned by two people, and one of the owners frees him, so he has half and half status. He's half free, half slave. And let's say that person and the half slave aspect is a half goy. And Eved Kenani is a goy halachically until he does tefillah afterwards. So if you have that person who is boel abas Yisrael, what's the halacha? So we've been discussing if you have a whole goy that's boel abas Yisrael. What about if you have a half a goy that's boel abas Yisrael? So Amalei says the Gemara, hashta eved kulo amrina kasher. What do you mean? We said according to many opinions, whole eved is the vlad is kosher. Surely, if you have a whole guy, isn't that worse? Wouldn't we say that? A whole guy, people, is worse. And if a whole guy, the kids are not a mom's there. Surely, if it's only half. So, Amar of Yosef, not true. Mara de Shmaitza, Umana Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds, Vahama Rav Yehuda holds that if you have a whole guy, the child is kosher. And yet, Vahama Rav Yehuda says, Mishachesi Eber Vachesi Ben Chorin, Haba Bas Yisrael, Oso Avlad, Ein Lo Takana. But if you have a child of a half and half, in lotakana, Rashi quotes, third line, mamzer who? Right? So you see, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not so pashit. If you have a goya ba'abas Yisrael, the child might be kosher. But if you have an eved, chati eved chati ben chorin, that's well abas Yisrael, maybe ain lotakana, he is a mamzer. So the Gemara says, no, that case where he says it is a mamzer is a specific case. Ki itmar d'Rev Yehuda could go into Kaddish Bas Yisrael. The case where Rev Yehuda says that a chatzi ha-chatzi, a half and half, that's Bola Bas Yisrael, that case of child is a mamzer, is only in the specific case as follows. Where first, this Eved, who's half and half, goes over to the Jew, the Jewish girl, and is Makadesher. Gives her kiddushin first. Denimsa, so now she's an Ashes Ish. In other words, Rashi explains here, everything up until now, we didn't know this yet, and we're going to reject it in a minute. But Rashi explains this line of the Gemara. Up until now, the only time that you might have said that a goy that lives with a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamzer, that's only if the Jewish woman was an Eishes Ish. But everybody would agree, that's what Rashi says, up until now, that's the whole discussion. But the ones that were machshir, was about by a pnuya, by an unmarried woman. But this case over here, and that's where we said Eved V'Akam HaBal Bayis Shalavad is kosher. What's the case there of Yehuda says in the half and half case that she is, that the child is a mamzer? That's only because first, this half and half guy did kiddushin with her, so she's an Eishes Ish to half of this man. And then he lives with her, so now he's living with an Eishes Ish. If he's living with an Eishes Ish, his tzad chayrus is Jewish, so he's living with an Eishes Ish, and that is the problem. That is the problem in this case. But if it was a pnuya, an unmarried Jewish woman, the kid would not be a mamzer. Kid would not be a mamzer. That we're about to reject that. But that is the havamina right now, that even the ones who said before there was a problem, that there was a mamzer, that was only by an Eishes Ish woman, not by a pnuya woman. He's an Eishes Ish to himself, right. Interesting, even more, right, so Eishes Ish in a chinami, Eishes Ish to himself. But Tosfos, interesting, talks about another problem. Top Tosfos says, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. If a man goes over to a woman and says, Hari at mukudeshes to half of me. Hari at mukudeshes l'chatzai, to half of me. Does that work? Does that work? The Gemara says, no, it doesn't work. Well, you don't say, it's meaningless. What do you mean to half of you? To half of you. It doesn't work. So what do you mean here? So how can it work here? How can it work? It's mukudeshes to his tzad cheirus. So what's the answer, Tosfos says? Here you can't do any better. Here you're mukudeshes to the whole person that you can be mukudeshes to. You weren't shiur bikinyano. Over there, a man, unless you say that the man meant, I want to be married to five different women. If that's what he meant by saying to half of me, then we say it's okay. But if he really says to half of me, it's lo amar klum. So that's what Tosfos says. Over there, shiur bikinyano. You know, you left over half of yourself, so that's why it doesn't work. Here, your whole mahus that could be mukudeshes to this woman is being used. But either way, the Gemara is about to reject that. Says the Gemara, V'yamrinar doi mishpeh d'Rabbi Yaakov, l'divrei ha-posel, posel afilu b'pnuya. No. According to the one who said that a goy who lives with a Bas Yisrael, levad is a mamzer, that's even by an unmarried woman. L'divrei ha-makshir, mashar afilu b'eishes ish. And according to the one who says kosher, it's even if the woman was an eishes ish. So don't make any chilukim. That can't be the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. Next six lines are extremely important. And the whole issue, whether a guy and an Eved that live with a Bas Yisrael, whether the child's a mamzer or not, is based on the limud from Eishes Av. Because in the Torah, the Lo Yavo Mamzer, the Isser of Mamzer, is written right next to the Isser of Eishes Av, living with your father's wife. So what's the makar? So here we go. Let's learn our Gersa. Man the Pasul Sava, the one who says that a goy and a Jewish woman makes a mamzer. Why? What's the svara? Ma Eishes Av lo tafsi b'kedushin havlan mamzer if by Eishes Av. If a man tries to live with his father's wife, there's no tefisas kedushin havlan mamzer, and we know there the child is a mamzer. So too af kol lo tafsi b'kedushin havlan mamzer. So too anybody who does not have tefisas kedushin, the vlad is a mamzer. So that includes goy. A guy and a Jewish woman, no tefisas kiddushin, they can't get married by definition, and therefore you don't need erva. You don't need erva, according to the man d'armo who says mamzer. Uman d'machshir savar, and according to the one, the child that is not a mamzer says, ma eishes av dilididei lo tafsi b'kiddushin liachrini tafsi b'kiddushin, by eishes av, only to this son there is no tefisas kiddushin, but to anybody else in the world, there is tefisas kedushin. Let's say if she would get divorced from the man, so laafuke excluding somebody over gochav the eved to l'tavsi b'kedushin klal. So that would be excluding somebody who doesn't have any tefisas kedushin with anybody, meaning a guy. That is the two svaris for why there should be mamzeris or not. Is it because you need somebody, is it totally on Ethvisa's Kedushin, A, or is it totally on no Tvisa's Kedushin to this person, but there is Tvisa's Kedushin to the other person? There's a lot to say here, but let's just do three more lines to finish the sentence. Ella, so you're right, back to the original question of, so how could, what we asked the question of, a half and half guy. That's what Abbas says, well, what's the halacha? So we said, Rav Yehuda says that's limited. So we say, we rejected that. So now we say a different case that Rav Yehuda is talking about. When Rav Yehuda said that a half and half case, the blood is a mamzer, it's the following case. Elaki idmar, Rav Yehuda, kagon shabal eishes ish. No, so she was a fully married woman. And the chati lived with her. The nimsa tzarcheres shabo mishayes beishazish. So because he's a chati ben chorin, so that's why the child is going to be a mamzer there, because he lived with an eishazish. Period. Let's stop there for a moment and have a discussion of this. So Tosfos discusses here, it's a little second Tosfos. Little second Tosfos in the Ma'eshes Av. Tosfos says, maybe Eishes Av is unique. How could Eishes Av be any type of mukar for other cases? That's kares, that's mitzah. So Tosfos says, no. Tfisas Kiddushin. Tfisas Kiddushin is the key. What does that mean, Tfisas Kiddushin is the key? Let's talk about it. The first svara the Gemara says, why would you say Goy that lives with a Bas Yisrael of Lot is a Mamzer? Why would you say that? Because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. What's that svara? So Rabbi Chanan says two ways to look at it. Rabbi Chanan in Simalam and Hey says, maybe it's E Tfisas Kiddushin per se. No Tfisas Kiddushin directly creates Mamzeris. That's the Goyim. Or Rabbi Chanan says, and which is more, maybe more mistaver, according to some shitos, and that is no. Itzvisas kiddushin is itself a reflection of something. It's not that itzvisas kiddushin itself causes mamzeris, but itzvisas kiddushin is a reflection that there's something very bad going on here. The chomer ha'isser. And itzvisas kiddushin is a reflection of that, so mamzeris is also a reflection of that. Mamzeris and itzvisas kiddushin are both a reflection of chomer ha'isser. That's the second way to look at Itfisas Kiddushin. This would not work to the first Tosfos we discussed, the beginning of today's shiur, who holds that an Issa D'Rabbanan could create Itfisas Kiddushin. He would have to hold the first approach of Rabbi Chanan. But those are two ways the Rabbi Chanan explains the first opinion of the Gemara. But then we have the Rashba. We mentioned the Rashba Dafim Aleph. The Rashba Dafim Hey is just as important. Rashba here that says, ask the Kasha on the second opinion. What do we hold? We hold the child's not a mamzer. We hold like the second opinion, as we'll see in a minute. So what was the svara for that? Oh, mamzeris is only by somebody who has tvisas kiddushin by other people and not by you. But somebody who doesn't have any tvisas kiddushin, there's no mamzeris. Says the Rashba. Some people asked, isn't that a kal v'chomer? If somebody has no tvisas kiddushin at all, isn't he much worse? That's crazy. He's totally mufka. So wouldn't you say that surely creates mamzerus? Right? He says to kol shekein hu. Right? The Lodakis, he says, so that's why some reject this girsa. We'll get to the other girsa in a minute. But the Rashba says, no, I approve of the girsa. Why? Because as follows. Says the Rashba. What's the svar for what we paskin? As Alex said before, mamzerus is created by somebody who is usur mishum arayos. You're an erva. That's why there's no tfisas kiddushin, and that's why there's mamzerus. But if there's a different reason why there's no tfisas kiddushin, for example, you're not in the parsha of marriage, that doesn't mean you're worse. You're not in the parsha of marriage. That's not a worse type of relationship. Says the Rashba, Adkan lekalimit klibit tfisas kiddushin ela b'mishi ishlo kiddushin ba'alma. You can only be told it on tfisas kiddushin by somebody who in general is in the parsha. Tekivan to isle kiddushin ba'achrini, since he could get married to other people. B'hacha lesle, and here he can't. So you see, alma mishum chumra de erva zuhu v'havi le lagabi eishas av. But because you see he's in the parsha of marriage, so you know there's something wrong with him here. But goy ve'eved, there's no tfisas kiddushin because they're not in the parsha of kiddushin. So that's why there is no mamzeris there. So again, that's the svar, but we paskin, as we'll see in a minute. There is a girsa of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon and other Gaonim have a different girsa in our Gemara, because they can't fathom that this is the svara, because it's a kol shekein. If there's no tvisa kiddushin at all, it'll be even worse. So their girsa is ma eishes av shezaro miyuchas acharav. If eishes av, which has yichus, so too mamzeris is only by people who are in the parsha of yichus. Mashenke, non-Jews who are not in the parsha of Yichus. That's the girsa of the of Rav Haigon, which itself is not without controversy, because non-Jews have Yichus amongst themselves, right? There is Yerusha by non-Jews. So, but again, that is the girsa that the Rashba states. Okay, we'll get back to these mamzeris issues, but Hashem on Daf Mem Tes when it comes up again. Let's continue. Amar Rav Shei, where are we? Amar Ravina, Amar Li Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza told me, Ikla Rav Yossi Bar Avin Lastrin. Rav Yossi Bar Avin once came to town. V'havi uvda b'pnuya v'achshir b'eishes ish v'pasol. He was mechalik between Pnuya and Eishes Ish. A Pnuya, non-married Jewish woman, he said kosher, and Eishes Ish pasul. Amar of Sheshes, Ladidi, Amar Li, Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza told me a story, the same story. Velo Rav Yossi bar Avin Avi, but you got it wrong. It wasn't Rav Yossi bar Avin. Elo Rav Yossi bar Rebbe Zvida, Have, the Achshir, Bebe Rebbe Meshes Ish. And he said kosher. He said kosher by both women, meaning no mamzeris. Amar Li, Rabacha, Bre, the Rabba, Laravina, Ikla, Amemar, La Asrin, Rav Amemar came, the Achshir, Bebe Rebbe Meshes Ish. And he was also machshir by a Pnuya or by an Eishes Ish. The Hilchasa, what's the halacha lamaisa? Obi kochavim ve'evet al ba'abas Yisrael, havlad kosher. Bein be'pnuya, bein be'eishes ish. Period, that's the halacha lamaisa. So if you have a guy that lives with a Jewish woman, the child is not a mamzer. We posit the child is not a mamzer, like the second svar given in the Gemara. The Gemara is unclear though, what about kahuna? What about Pekam Kahuna? The Gemara has a whole discussion of it, and the Gemara is not Mefurish. So the riff quotes, I don't know what to do with this. Some rabbis say, oh, kosher is kosher, period. Others say not kosher. So the riff is not 100% clear. The Nemuka Yosef explains the riff. He thinks the riff is notel lahakel, the rush. The Rambam holds quotes lahakel, the rush holds the chumra. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin lechumra. Shulchan Aruch paskins lechumra in Eben Ezer, in Simin Dalid. That an Eved of Akam Ababas Yisrael, the Vlad is Kasher, but Pagam LeKahuna, if they already got married, we wouldn't make them get divorced, because there are many Rishonim that say it's kosher totally. We wouldn't allow them to get married in the first place, but Lamaskana, we would paskin that it is okay. Yeah.
So if a non-Jew can have with a woman, then the child is kosher, but if it's a Jew, the child is a mamzer?
Correct. If a non-Jew, based on this far that we just said, right? If a non-Jew lives with an Eishes Ish, the child is kosher, he's not a mamzer. But if a Jew lives with an Eishes Ish, so then the child is a mamzer. Well, it's a mamzer, because the goy is mufka, the goy is out of the parsha, he can't create. Mamzeris is a function of erva, like you said. A goy is not an erva. A goy is just not in the context. You have to be within the parsha in order to create the problem. Okay. Bye to your next Gemara. Okay, there are a lot of very important Gemara. This was a very important Gemara. Every Gemara is important. Okay, so Rava Asher or Rav Mari, I can't, right, we had a Gemara back in Mesechus Eirvin. You can't say, oh, this is a good Vart, because that's Mashma that another one is not. Back in Eirvin. Rava Asher or Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Rava Machshired Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Rav Mari Bar Rachel, according to many Rishonim, there was a Ger, famous Ger in the times of the Gemara, named Isser Giora. Isser Giora, Isser the Ger. And his son, he was a ger, and he had Rav Mari, right, when he was still a guy, and then he converted. But Rav Mari, since his father was a guy, he doesn't have any relationship with him, he was called by his mother's name, Rav Mari Bar Rachel. So he was the son of a non-Jew and a Jewish mother, and Rava was machshir him, umanyi b'persi de Bavel, and even appointed him as a, you know, gave him an important position in Bavel, appointed him to a serious position. Even though he had this lineage, the Afagav Damar Mar Som Tasim Alecha Melech Kol Mesimos Shata Mesim Al Yu Ela Mikarav Achecha. Even though all positions in halacha should only be from Mikarav Achecha, from Jews, Hai Kivan the Imam Yisrael Mikarav Achecha Karina Bay. But since this person, that Rav Mari, had a Jewish mother, therefore he's considered Mikarav Achecha. Okay, there are a number of points to discuss here. Number one is, right, Tosfos already points out that he was called, right, Rava, he was called Rav Mari because his father was not Jewish. What do you do in this type of case by a get? Let's say you have a guy, Habal Bas Yisrael, so the child is a Jew, so what do you write in the get? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about this. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Dalet Siman Tes, what do you write in the get? Is it better to write the mother's name? What's the other choice? Ben Avraham. Like a ger, right? Is it better to write Ben Avram Avinu, or is it better to write the mother's name? Here you have Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Sorry, write both. Yeah, right. Sometimes you write a bunch of names in the get, all the nicknames you write in the get. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, Im lo lahaskir shem av klal, o dil malichtov alev Ben Avram Avinu. He says, Nira pashut, to kakol bakon da, yishlichtov baget shem imo. So I think you should write the mother's name based on Argamar. Based on our Gemara, and therefore it is not a problem. He quotes an Oda Yehuda about this. So he thinks he should write the mother's name. Yeah. What about an Aliyah? That's my next point. Thank you. So what about an Aliyah? How do you call somebody up in this case? How do you call up a guy, Habal Bas Yisrael? Again, the kid is Jewish. So they call him up. So the Ramah writes in Ilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Va'asufi Ushtuki. Asufi and Ushtuki. Asufi and Ushtuki are people who might have a Jewish father, you just don't know who they are. Right? Asufi, you don't know who the mother is either. Right? Shtuki, you know, it's the Shtuki, because the mother said, when the kid asked, who's my father? The mother said, shh, sheket. Right? That's why he's called the Shtuki. Koran oso b'shem avi imo. Call him by the grandfather, says the Ramah. The mother's father. That's who you call him up. V'imenu yodua, and if you don't know, then you call him Avram, b'shem Avram avinu, kamo lager. That is the Ramah. Just that we're on the topic, I thought I'd mention again. I mentioned it a couple of years ago, I think. There's an important tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. There's a tshuva where he says, what's the big deal about calling up for the father name anyway? Yamod, he says, there was a minhag that was starting, it's Tafresh Mem Gimel, 1883. He says, some which wanted to do away with calling up by the father's name. Yamod Kohen, Yamod Levi, he says, some yeshivas wanted to start this, or Sternbach has a tshuva about this also. So the Avnei Nezer is charif. It's charif against this. Yamod Kohen Levi, Chalila the Chalila lo hafer haminag b'kriya, let's say, for Torah b'shemos asher and higu, right, by the father's name. And he quotes, even Arachat de Masana, when it comes to Yarev al-Yavar, even how you tie your shoelaces, you got to be very careful. And he says, v'zeh borer, shachafatzim l'shanos es minag, those who want to change the minag, they're not doing it out, you know, sholol l'shem shemayim, they're doing this because this is what their fathers and their grandparents did. But again, remember when the Avnei Nezer lived, it's 40, 50 years after the Reform movement started. He says, v'zos yadua, he says, it's known that all the maschilim ba'ashkenaz l'shanos ha-minhagim ha-yachef samu ma-gamasam la'akar es-adas. Right? Like, what's the first thing they took out? Yikum perkan. Kumpur, oh, what do we need this Aramaic? What do we, nobody understands it anyway. You've got to say two of them. You know, so what do we... No, everybody skips it anyway. Just go to Ashrei. Right? So what is it? Oh, take it out. So I put chazi ma'adasalik mu. See what happened to them. They start with little things. So he said, this is also a little thing. But chas v'shalom, you could change it. Omi ha-raisha teidu ki minhagi Yisrael lo alto nisyasta. Minhagim of Yisrael are never for naught. U'bekulam yishlam sodos amukim u'nechonim l'mevin. Very important shuva regarding minhagim in general. V'gama minhagazel likro b'shemos alos la Torah. You call by the father's name. There's a lot here that we don't realize this, the seriousness. So you got to take it very seriously and make sure you know what the halach is in terms of how to call. You might say, like, who cares how you call this person up? No! It's very serious minhag. This is in, by the way, in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Kuf Beis, in the Avnei Nezer. So again, it's very important. Again, that's important about what you write in a get, because it's the mother. Mori Barachel, you write the mother, so l'chora, you don't call up by the mother. That's not an option. Remote, but you see from here, though, that he was appointed as a position. So again, this is a huge discussion also. Gerim. What position can Gerim be appointed to? Could a Gerim be a Dayan? Tosfos here discusses that. Is there a chilek between Dini Mamonos and Dini Nefashos? What about women? That's also the big discussion. Same limud. Komasimos sha'ata loyeh makarvachecha. Right, but not women. So again, there's a big discussion about many halachic issues come out of this. Just to mention one. One, which is in the last chelik of Igros Moshe, so it's not as famous. Chelik Ches, posthumous volume. Be'inyun minui ger l'rosh yeshiva. Could a ger be a rosh yeshiva? Ulo mashkia. Again, our Gemara is not talking about a ger, because our Gemara is talking about Rav Mari bar Rachel, who had a Jewish mother. But this is where the poskim discuss it. Tosfos here discusses about a ger, because this is it's close to the topic. So could a ger be a rosh yeshiva or a mashgiach? Sorry. So what about Shmayev Avtalion? What about Shmayev Avtalion? So he writes, my grandson said to me, what about Shmayev Avtalion? So he says, maybe there's no riot, because maybe they were the greatest of their generation. So it was a Harasha. You got to make them the Rosh Hashiva, because they're the greatest of the generation. So that's what he writes here in Yoredeya Simen Chavav. But then he says, Lamaisa, he says, Yesh Leida. He says, I don't think, says Rav Moshe, that Rosh Hashiva is a position of Srara. I don't think it has the halachic status of a position in halacha. Why? He says, Achar Yishev Agado Nireh She'en LaHachshev Misros Elo B'Tkufatenu Ke'inu Shomai Sesrara De'ikr Tafkid Shel Yeshiva L'Lami L'Talmidim K'shem Rotzim. The ikr is to be a malami, to be a teacher, to be a rebbe. That's the ikr. They have the power to throw students out, to accept them, to really control them. That's just like a balabayas. He could fire workers, he could hire workers, but Moshe does not consider this a halachic position, and therefore there's no problem having a ger being a Rosh Yeshiva. But a mashgiach. A mashgiach is more of a halachic position. So he says, there I'd be more careful. He says, look at my tshuva that I wrote about a woman being a mashgiach earlier. He says, look there, that's a real position of srara, and that would be more of a problem. But when it comes to a Rosh Yeshiva, says Rav Moshe, is that a problem? Yeah. And he quotes our Gemara. Yeah.
Rav Meir?
From Geir. Maybe from Geir. But again, But Rabbi Akiva, right? So again, all of these cases, or Moshe might answer, but those were the Gedolei Hadar. There was nobody like them. But in our case, this Shiloh wasn't the Gedolei Hadar here. Right, well, Dabu comes from Rus, right? But okay, so this is an important discussion in Mikarev HaChecha. There's a lot more here, but we'll stop here for the next Gemara. Again, it gets into Geirus, Bezdin for Geirus, and a lot of stuff coming up. Just a heads up, Hashem, this week I'm still here. Hashem, next Sunday, Hashem will be my last day. Next Sunday will be my last day before the summer hiatus. Menachem will take over. I'll be back within Yevamos. So it's, just take a couple weeks off.